Well, hi, everyone. Pat Powers with our Community Corner for Friday on FM 95.7. KQWC will be hearing from our state representative, Shannon Lathman, in just a moment. But the Iowa State Legislature for 2023 wrapped up on Thursday afternoon. I'm speaking with our state senator, Dennis Guth, who represents Hamilton County. And Dennis, a very good day to you.
Well, good day to you, too. It's a gorgeous day out here. I'm glad we have been turned loose. We're like school kids at the end of school. We get out and we get to have fun the rest of the summer now.
Iowa State Legislature returned on Thursday afternoon. And Dennis, what would you think about this year's session?
Well, we passed a lot of good things this year. It's always frustrating that some little pet project doesn't get through the system, but I think we've done a lot of good, especially protecting parental rights and making sure that our children are protected in schools. I'm very proud of those things. And one thing that I was invested in personally was making sure that our IPERS investments are not placed in Chinese military sorts of investments. And the governor signed that into law yesterday. And Iowa is the first state in the nation to actually put that restriction on their investment their retirement investment account.
Dennis, were there some bills that you wish were adopted this year or passed in the state Senate?
Well, one bill that I've been well known for that I've introduced 6 years in a row now is the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, but I do have a commitment from a committee chair that it will be the first thing that we run next year. So I guess I'm disappointed it didn't happen now, but I'm encouraged because it is on the slate for next year.
So we'll be hearing more about that when the legislature reconvenes coming up in January of 2024. But there were some bills you mentioned that you were proud of this past session that just finished on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I'm very glad we got passed was banning the sexual transitions for minors. I don't think that that's something that we should be doing on kids that haven't even reached puberty yet, that we need to make sure that they are old enough to really make those kind of decisions before they make permanent sorts of changes to their bodies. Mm-hmm. So that's a very big thing for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the legislative session wrapped up for 2023 Thursday afternoon, and I believe between now until next session in January, you'll have some meetings, I presume, with the public and walk-in parades and so on and so forth.
Right. I'm looking for places to show up so I can get to know more of the people, especially in the new part of my district. I have 3 new counties and 2 old counties.
Mm-hmm. Those new counties are what?
Hamilton, Franklin, and Humboldt.
Okay, so those 3 counties, and the other, I mentioned, 3 or 4 that you've been representing for some time?
Yes, I've been representing Wright County and Hancock County for 10 years now. I didn't mention in there also the 2 townships that include Story City and Roland. I peeked down into Story County just a little bit.
And this is all because of a readjustment from the 2020 census.
Yeah. The redistricting that happens every 10 years really shakes the legislature up every time we do it.
What would you like to see in 2024 there, Dennis, for the legislature on the Senate side?
Oh, goodness. It's almost too early. Oh, yes. One of the things that I will be working on all summer is a rewrite of ag drainage laws. I've got a team of other legislators and a couple of drainage engineers that I'll be working with to modernize the ag drainage laws, a very important thing for Northern Iowa, something they don't worry about much in Southern Iowa. They don't have drainage districts in Southern Iowa.
So we'll hear more about that when the legislature reconvenes coming up in January, but between now you'll be devoting on your work, I presume, right? Farming?
When I get home here today, I plan on getting the planter ready for soybeans. I got the corn all in, but I haven't started on soybeans yet, and it's time to get that done, too.
So I'll be focusing on farming and parades and so on until when the legislature reconvenes in January.
Right. Got a family reunion planned at our farm this summer, so kind of getting things ready for that, too.
All right. Dennis Guth, my guest on the Community Corner, as we review the 2023 state legislative session. Dennis, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, no problem. I really enjoy being able to talk to the constituents and hope they don't hesitate in getting a hold of me.